Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the podcast. I have no idea what day it is because it's the week after Memorial Day. And I don't know about y'all, but whenever it's like the week after a holiday or like one of the weekdays is a holiday, my whole week is thrown off. Like, I am so routine and rhythm oriented that I'm like, wait, Tuesday feels like Monday. Is Wednesday a Friday? Like, what is actually happening? One of our daughters finished up preschool. Our son is about to finish kindergarten. So we're in that like weird rhythm of like end of school, stepping into summer. Like, what is actually happening over here? I have no idea. So if you are feeling the same way as me, we're in this together. We can have a little bit of camaraderie with all of the hustle and bustle and craziness of the May season. Today's episode is a little bit different. I want to steer away from speaking specifically about digital products, and I want to kind of open up a bit about a recent vacation that I took. The reason that I want to talk about this is because I have very, very strong workaholic tendencies. I've always had really strong workaholic tendencies, but I took a vacation and I did not take my laptop, y'all. What? It was bananas. And if you had told me this even 6 months ago, I would have laughed at you. I'd be like, no way. There's no way I will be able to go away and not take my laptop and not need with a capital N, like need to check in on something. But just recently, as in just a few weeks ago, my husband and I were able to jet set away to a beautiful all-inclusive resort, and my laptop was not in my carry-on. It was not in my checked bag. I did not take it with me. Huge deal, y'all. Huge, huge deal. And so I want to talk about it because, well, first of all, we're stepping into summer. And so many of y'all listening to this are small business owners. So you're stepping into summer. Maybe you have family vacations planned. Maybe you would love a little spousal getaway long weekend. And I want to encourage you to do it. And I want to encourage you to do it without your laptop. So I thought I would share some tips from one workaholic to maybe another. If you're listening to this and you have those workaholic tendencies, around some very practical things that I did to prep my business for my time away and some things that allowed me to truly feel like I could unplug. There was not one moment where I missed my laptop, okay? Not one moment where I missed my laptop. And it was actually a bit strange to step back into work when I stepped back into work. So here's some tips, okay? Some fun tips. Some of these things you guys may have heard before. Some of them might be a little bit quirky, but we're just going to roll with it, okay? So first of all, very, very obvious tip. When you are planning to take a vacation from your business, you need to over-communicate. You need to over-communicate with your clients. You need to over-communicate with your team. And you need to have some over-communication communications in place when you are gone. So let's talk about like those three areas. So number one, I made sure all of my clients were made aware that I was heading out on vacation about 1 week before I went on vacation. I sent messages out to all of my clients, letting them know of my time out of the office. And in my specific brand's case, I was essentially just telling them that they would be leaning on their project managers while I was away, which they are already very plugged in with their project managers. So I was just reassuring them that we shouldn't have any delays in their project plans, and their project managers would be the main point of contact, since if they reached out to me, I would not be responding during that time away. Now, for some of you, if you don't have a team and it's just you working one-on-one with your clients, you can still set that expectation with your clients that, hey, you're going away on vacation. Here is the parameters for your vacation. And then you can let them know the things that are needed of them before you leave in order to stay on task and on schedule. That is really important and allows for that customer to feel very, very cared for. And the fact that you're still on top of due dates and deadlines, you're just stepping away. So here's what the new due dates and deadlines might need to be because of that. I also over-communicated with my team. And because I do have those project managers, my project managers were essentially sending me a punch list of things that they needed from me prior to my time away. So the week before I left, I had a set of to-dos from all of my project managers. So I knew the things that I needed to tackle and give to them before I left so that they could carry on happily and due dates could still be met and they would be able to move forward on all of our projects while I was gone. So for those of you that do have a team, you can instill something similar. You can set expectations ahead of time, letting them know, hey, I'm about to head out of town. What do you need from me so that I am not the bottleneck on the project? And over communicating with them so that wires don't get crossed and I's can still be dotted in the process. You also want to make sure that you're over communicating while you are gone. For us, that looked like we use Slack with all of our clients. So Slack actually has a vacation mode. So I put myself in vacation mode. And it was really cool. I learned you can schedule that. So I turned it on and I scheduled it to turn off the morning that Monday morning when I was quote unquote stepping back into the office. So because I use Slack, that's what I did. If you aren't using something like Slack, maybe you're strictly relying on your inbox, you can set up your out of office that sets up those expectations. Something that I enjoyed so much with my time away this time was knowing that my executive assistant, Emily, was in my inbox still filtering through all of those messages while I was gone. So we actually didn't set up our team out of office. Like I kept her in the inbox as usual. She was just responding to people and saying, hey, Kat is out of town, you know, she'll be back in touch with you on X day. And so she was manually kind of setting that expectation with clients or with potential inquiries and things like that. So if you do have an assistant and somebody who is checking your inbox on a regular basis, let him or her keep going. Don't cease work while you're gone because it's just going to pile up. I loved the fact that she was continuing to be that touch point. And so when I got back, my inbox to-dos were so minimal because she had already gone through. She'd been able to respond to things that I didn't even need to see. And then I had my own little list of emails to reach back out to and to step into when I got back. So that's just a little side note for if you do have a team and therefore somebody in your inbox, don't feel like that needs to stop because you're not around. They can just over communicate with whoever they are emailing. If they're not able to answer that question or troubleshoot something while they're waiting for you versus just having an out of office up and then getting, 100 plus emails in the time that you are away. Nobody wants to have to filter through all of that when you come back. So that's probably the most obvious thing, right? Anybody will tell you, of course you need to over-communicate. You need to make sure communication is a huge part of your out-of-office strategy. So I know that one is probably not something new that you guys have heard, but I have a couple of other things that I did that I do feel like are potentially a bit quirky, but they worked really, really well for my brain. The first thing that I did is when we were at the airport the morning of, I rearranged all of the apps on my phone. I'm going to say that again because I know it sounds crazy. The morning of my vacation at 5:30 a.m. when I am sitting at the American Airlines gate, I rearranged all of the apps on my phone. Here's why I did this. Number one, I did not want to have to delete certain apps. I didn't want to delete Gmail or Slack or Trello because I am so plugged into so many different businesses. The login of having to reinstall the app, I had a little bit of a panic thinking, oh my goodness, what if when I delete it, it logs me out? Now, maybe that wouldn't have happened. Maybe you guys are a little bit more tech savvy than me and you're like, no, Kat, it would have been fine. But I was nervous. So I decided, okay, instead of completely deleting those things, I don't trust myself to just turn off the notifications like that to set them in do not disturb mode. I need to actually hide them because let's face it, it's instinct to grab our phone and our thumb knows where to go. I swipe once and then click in the top left. And that's where I see my Instagram and my Trello and my Slack and my most used things. It's just natural. I wanted to get away from that habit. So I decided to just rearrange everything. I ended up actually deleting a whole bunch of apps that I didn't even need anymore anyway in that rearrangement process, which was like an extra little bonus. But in rearranging where those apps were located on my phone, when I would just subconsciously reach for my phone and swipe, I didn't even know where to click. Like I was like, wait, where did I put Slack again? And then I'm like, oh wait, I don't even know. Stop, brain. Pause. I don't even need to click on this. So it was a great like little red light, okay? Like this little extra accountability for myself when I'm subconsciously going to click, oh, nope, wait, let's pause. I don't actually need to open up that app right now. And it really, really helped me. So try rearranging your phone apps so that when you get the urge to swipe, you literally cannot find what you were going to swipe. Another thing that I did is I kept a note on my phone where I could park any random thought about the business that popped into my brain. Because let's face it, you guys, I am not going to jump on here from as a workaholic. I'm going to own that. Okay. I'm not saying that that's necessarily a good thing. It's not a good thing. But I'm just going to own the fact that that is a trait of mine. And I work very hard and work tends to suck a lot of my time and of my energy. And again, there is like great reasons for that. And there are also unhealthy reasons. And they're things that I've battled in my entire 11 years of entrepreneurship. So I am not going to sit on this podcast and tell you, go on vacation and just don't think about it. Just stop thinking about work. Like that has never worked for me, you guys. I've never been able to 100% turn off my brain. I love what I do. I love this business. And it's actually sometimes in the clarity of not being in my office staring at my computer, like when I'm actually out walking around, when I'm walking around on a beach, when I'm just sitting on an airplane in the silence of the airplane, that my brain starts to go and I start to get creative again. And I have the mental space to actually dream and think about some of the things that I'm doing in the business. So I didn't want to stop myself from doing that because I've tried to do that before. I've tried to take vacations before and it's felt like square peg round hole. So this time around, I created a note on my phone and I just called it KS brand. And anything that popped up on vacation, whether it was like, even if I had a quick question of like a client thing of like, oh, I wonder if blah, 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 got done, I would open up that note, type it in, and park it there. I got it out of my brain and I put it somewhere. So maybe there was something relevant. Maybe there was something that like, oh, I need to check in with Samantha on this, or I need to make sure that Riley knows about blah, 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 blah. And I had a spot for it. I also had a spot for dreams. And I left for vacation and we were in the process of updating the website. So on the airplane, I was actually thinking about, oh, wait, we should maybe add a little blah, 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 blah on the about page. And ooh, it would be fun if we did da, 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 da on the services page. And so as those thoughts are coming to me, I am writing them down. Like, it's okay to allow yourself to so think about your business and to express all of those thoughts that are coming. I just didn't want it to consume my thoughts. I didn't want to pull out my laptop and actually start working on those things. I needed a break. So I had a note on my phone as my little parking lot where I could open it up, drop in the random things, whether it was client-faced or for my brand itself, park them there. And then my first day back from vacation, I opened up that note and I had this little list. I had some dreams. I had some new ideas. I could drop into my little Trello idea list. I had some things in Slack that I could then take and mobilize the team of some certain client projects that had popped up while I was gone. But overall, I gave myself the space to drop them somewhere and then forget about them for the rest of the trip. So that was something brand new. I had never done that before and I loved it. It worked so well for me and it's absolutely something that I am going to implement in the future as we take more vacations as a family, long weekends away, things like that. I also think it could be helpful for those of you, AKA myself, who struggle sometimes in the evenings. After the kids go to bed, I will struggle. I'll be like, well, I could just sit here and instead of reading this book, like I could just open my laptop and work for another hour. And again, there is a time and a place for hustle. And sometimes you're in a season and that is the season for you. Sometimes though, I use hustle as an excuse and I open up my laptop and I don't really need to do it right then. Like it could wait until the next day and I could just quote unquote, rest that night and read that book or watch that sitcom and not open up the laptop. So I've actually, since I've been home, had that note on my phone still. And if I think about something at night, I'll just drop it in the note real quick. And then again, it makes me feel like, well, I'm not digging into Slack and Trello and then getting distracted by all the other business things, because that always happens. I open up Trello to do one thing and then 2 hours later, I'm still in there. So instead of that, I have another little spot to like parking lot those things in the evenings if I'm not planning for it to be a work night. So that tip has carried on with me even after vacation. And I hope that it's helpful for you guys. The last thing that I decided to do this time around that I hadn't ever given myself permission to do before was ease back into work. So instead of taking off and then jumping back in that Monday morning with all the things, I let Monday be a slow day. I gave myself permission to sit down, go over all of my Slack messages, and then leave my computer, put in the load of laundry that needed to be done, check in on the supplies and the kids' bathroom, and then jump back over to work. And then I responded to the inbox. And then I responded to client stuff. And it was this really great slow day of getting those maintenance work things done that I needed to respond to, but also getting to check in on my home and getting to catch up on laundry and getting to just do all of the other life things that fall by the wayside when you're on vacation. Because that's the truth of it. When we go on vacation, sometimes we need a vacation from the vacation, right? Like if you're vacationing with kids, you probably need a vacation from vacation because you come back from vacation after having so much fun, but also completely exhausted because you just spent however many days chasing your kids around, right? Like that's the reality of it. Or if you're in the situation like I was just in and I was on the most relaxing vacation of my life, it was amazing. It was so wonderful. But I stepped back from vacation and it was like the laundry had piled up and Matt's like needing to do all of this stuff like with the groceries and the kitchen and like the yard. And like there were just so many things that had happened in our home while we were gone. But I also had so many business things that piled up. So I gave myself the permission to spend that Monday as a very slow work day, slowly stepping back into work and allowing myself to check in on all of the work things, but also catch up on all of the house things. And it was so wonderful. And I absolutely should have been doing that from the get-go instead of trying to like compartmentalize and say like, nope, this is business time and I'm only doing business, or nope, this is house time and I'm only doing house things. It was really nice for my brain to feel like I could multitask. I could be very productive, throwing in a load of laundry and then responding to those emails and having a true like kind of get it all done day, but in a very relaxing way. So those were a couple of the things that I did, you guys, again, from one workaholic to the to another, or maybe not another. I'm assuming you guys have some workaholic tendencies out there. I feel like a lot of small business owners have some workaholic tendencies based on like the season of our brands. But all that to say, I hope this was helpful. Just a few little things that I did this month that really allowed me to enjoy that time away. And like I said, I feel like there's a season for the hustle and a season for the busy. And there really is also a season for that rest and a season to step away and really get to relish in all of the fruit that your business is doing for your brand and get the mental clarity and the mental space to just enjoy the life that your business is allowing you to live. I think that's a huge reminder that I have for myself and I constantly have to like circle back to is, well, why am I doing this in the first place? I'm doing this so that I do have the freedom to jet off with my husband for a long weekend or to take off Mondays during the summer so I can have a mommy and kids day. Those are the types of things that are truly important. And when I'm old, I'm going to look back and want to know that I spent time with the people around me. So I just want to encourage you guys, take some time off this summer, close that laptop, step away. Your brand will not fall apart in a long weekend, a 2 week away, whatever the time is that you step away, I can promise you that your entire brand will not fall apart in that time frame, and you'll probably come back even more excited and rejuvenated for what's ahead for your business. I know that's how I felt. All right, y'all. Thank you guys for listening, and I will see y'all next time.